Hi guys, welcome back to You Get the Gist. I'm your host Diana, and the moment you're going to hear this episode, I'm going to be on vacation. So I'm going to Tenerife for a week, and I'm pre-recording this just the night before we wake up at 3 in the morning so that we can get our bags going and go to the airport. And as of right now, it's like after 10 p.m. So in like 5 hours, I have to wake up again, and here I sit because my time management was not the best today, but you know, I was very excited and I got caught up with other things, and you know how it is, like the excitement right before and you remember that you have to do a lot of things. And yeah, nevertheless, I have something that I want to talk to you about, and let's get right into it. I'm certain you already heard the saying that if you would look after yourself, then everybody would be taken care of. Because basically, if you put yourself first, if you're egoistic for yourself, for your own benefit, you're most probably going to get out the best out of each and every situation. And being egoistic in a good way is the way to go. It is the way to go in general in life, and we're going to dive deeper into the depths of what it actually means to be egoistic, but in a good way and in a necessary way. Let me give you an anecdote, right? So when I was younger, I used to have a best friend, and she was not the most privileged person, and she always seemed to attract more and more trouble wherever she went in each and every situation that she found herself in. And now in retrospect, I can tell, and it is clear as day, that she was manifesting that for herself because she had a very negative mindset, right? But back in the day, I did not think of things in this way. So I was just like, oh, I feel so bad for her, and I'm going to do everything for her so that she feels better because she's my best friend and I truly and deeply love her and I want her to do good. So I was the one to wake up in the middle of the night to drive her around because she was too scared to like take public transportation, as she did not have a driver's license or a car, and I did. And then other times she was like short on money, so I was lending her money for groceries or whatnot. But when we're talking about lending, I just gave it to her without ever asking back for it. And I still would not, as of today, I would never ask for help that I truly wanted to give at that moment. And I didn't do it in order to feel better about myself. I just did it for her because I wanted her to do better. So I was neglecting not only my sleep schedule, my finances, I was neglecting the time that I could use for myself because I was so worried about her, and I was acting as if I was her mom and in constant contact with her and trying to solve her problems for her. And she enjoyed that position. She enjoyed the energy that she got from me. But after I have realized that I kind of start to feel used and kind of start to feel like, okay, if I do this for somebody, then somebody else has to do it for me, right? Because I'm already doing it for somebody. But then I found myself that nobody is kind of returning me the favor and nobody is doing those things for me. So I was truly that type of person that gave her last bite off her plate to somebody else and gave my jacket off of my back to somebody else because other people's well-being was a lot more important than my own. And it started to show because my life started to go downhill as well. That was the time when I was at my worst. Like, that's how it started. And it is because of this kind of behavior. I was neglecting myself so bad, and even my parents were like, you cannot continue to give without getting something. And if you have nothing, there is nothing you can give, but you still do. So you are draining yourself of all of your vessels, all of the energy, all of the resources that you actually, the scarce resources that you had for yourself, you're draining yourself of because you're giving to others. And so as I kind of gotten deeper into spirituality and into mindset and all that, that was the time when I went to Greece for the first time. And so that was the time when I was all by myself and when I had to do all of the things that I did for others, I had to do it for myself. And having to do that was not a familiar feeling, even though it should be. It should be like clear as day for everybody that, yes, of course, I'm going to do everything for myself, because that's normal. But for me, it was not. And I'm sure that if you're like a people pleaser, or if other people mean so much to you, I'm sure you can resonate with this. But I was not a priority for myself. And so as I gradually began to give myself more attention, to listen to what my heart truly asks for, to listen to what my body needs, what my soul needs, that is also when I started to manifest all of those good things into my life, because I was showing the universe that yes, I am worthy, I am valuable, I am going to give all of this attention and all of this care to myself, because I deserve it. And so I deserve more and more of the blessings that are out here in the space to come to me. And so that is basically how everything started to go uphill. Taking a look at how I act around people now is I look after myself first, after my wishes, after my needs. And that is when I decide if I'm able to give or not. And it is somewhere a defense mechanism, but it is also as well the way it should be, because if you want to take care of others, you have to take care of yourself first. Just like if you want to love others, you have to love yourself first. I think we should be getting into a bit more specific examples. Let's say that your friends want to go out with you and want to go out to dinner, and you're actually saving money because you want to pay off your debt, or you want to surprise your parents with a gift, you want to save up for a trip, and now you don't really want to go eat, but you also don't want to disappoint your friends and say no. But you know, in a mind space where you care about yourself and you care about your goals and your wishes, the only right answer is to say, hey guys, I'm out tonight, I'm not coming, you guys have a wonderful evening, if you want to meet up at my place and like have a sleepover, we can do that, because it's mostly not involved with money. But you don't have to say yes to plans that you don't want to go to. And just because you want to maintain a group of friends, or you want to maintain your social status, shouldn't be implied that you have to attend all of those social gatherings that you actually don't want to attend, that you cannot afford to attend. Maybe you cannot afford it financially or time-wise because you have other things to do. Maybe you're writing your book and you would rather use the time to continue adding up some words to your lecture, or as I said, financially, because you're saving up for other things. And as soon as you learn that there is nothing more important than your goals for yourself in your life, then you know, when you get that, you are going to intuitively make the right decisions. And those right decisions imply that you have boundaries that you respect. Because if you're like, oh, I wish that I could go on a trip, so I'm going to save up 1,000 euros. Let's just put it like that as a plain example. But then your friends ask you to go to this water park, to go on this city break, to go out and eat, to go to the cinema, and there goes your 1,000 euros that you actually wanted to spend on vacation. And if you don't have those boundaries that you are able to maintain yourself, that you're able to respect yourself, then nobody is going to maintain any type of boundary that you put up there, because you are basically walking on your boundaries as if it was dirt, as if it was nothing. But if you show up for yourself and if you show respect for yourself, that is how you teach others how to treat you as well. Another thing that I wanted to mention is to regulate your emotions, right? Because if you don't know how to regulate your emotions, people are not going to take you seriously. And by regulating, I'm not saying that you have to suppress your emotions. That is absolutely not what I'm saying. Suppressed emotions are just, let's say, bottles that build up and build up with a lot of liquid. And as soon as it tips over, that is when shit goes down. And you don't want that. You don't want to get that far. You want to feel your feelings as soon as they come, as long as they want to stay for, and then let them go as soon as you're done feeling them, right? But regulating your feelings means that if you get really, really angry, if you get riled up, if you get wound up by something, you don't have to show it right in the moment. You can take your time, respect yourself and also those around you and be like, hey, listen, I need a moment. Let me just come back to you with this topic because I need to think about something. Like, make an excuse to like physically leave the room, leave the situation so that you can calm down your nerves and then you're going to find more solutions to the problem that seemed so intricate and so difficult to solve just like moments before because your sight was red and you were not able to see logically through the whole anger. And that is something that I struggle with as well. Because when I get angry, it's fucking raging. It's not just angry, I'm fucking raged and raged by even the smallest things. And I get upset so quickly that I had to learn how to regulate my feelings because you cannot do that in a work environment, maybe in a relationship, in a friends group. Like, you don't want to end up being this overly emotional person that cannot control how they act in public. And, you know, that is why regulating your feelings is going to let you stand there and look like a normal human being. I am a big fan of starting over, starting new, and starting to dive deep into the very cold water, to jump in there head first, because that is when you learn the most effective lessons, the quickest way you could, and those are the lessons that stick and that help you grow. 2 years ago, when I finished my apprenticeship as a beautician, my boyfriend broke up with me at that time and my world caved in. I had to move cities to go back to my parents because we didn't have the apartment anymore as we were living together at that time. And so everything changed, like from a day to the next. It was a very surprising breakup, like, I'm sorry, I cannot do this anymore, from a day to the next. All right, gaslighting. But the point is, after the shock settled in and I kind of had time to digest what has happened, I had taken a decision that I needed drastic change now. And I did not want to cut my hair, or I did not want to make it blue. And therefore, I chose to move to a different city again. And so I moved all by myself in my very first apartment that I had in 2022. Yeah, it was the end of 2022. That is when I moved in my one-room apartment in Munich. And it was small but very expensive because maybe you're not German. But if you are, you know that Munich is the most expensive city to live in, where the rent is the highest. And it was absolutely disrespectful that that is even fucking legal to pay so much money for such a small space. But let's not talk about that because I'm going to get riled up again. And having done that already kind of altered my brain chemistry because I had become even more responsible, even more structured, even more organized. And I did not have time to just dwell on a breakup and dwell on some heartbreak. I was like, I got bigger issues than this. I have to find out where I can get gas from and like warm water and electricity, because those are the important issues. And I cannot waste my time thinking about some guy that just threw me away after almost like a 2-year relationship, right? So there's more important things than that. And after I've lived there for half a year, my life has completely changed again, because that is when I decided to just up and leave and go to Greece for the second time. And those periods of time were extremely transformative for me, because those were the times where I 100% put myself first. I did not ask anybody's permission. I did not have to take responsibility for anybody or anything. I just had to take responsibility for myself, for my feelings, for my mental health, for my physical health, because those were both deteriorating, especially my mental health at that time, because I was very unhappy in my job and in my living situation, because it was so expensive and all I did was work for that apartment and I didn't have any life quality, right? And I don't regret having gone through those experiences, because they basically taught me what it truly means to be egoistic for yourself and to put yourself first, to do what is best for you. And I think that only in those situations where you really are forced to either do what's right in everybody else's opinion and do what's right in your opinion is what matters, because that is going to set the milestone for how your life is going to go in the next period of time, right? And I chose myself because nobody else chose me, as everybody else was choosing themselves as well, as they should. And after I've gotten over it, and I've gotten over my my moon in Leo feelings that were kind of standing in the way of me realizing that I am not the center of the world and I am not the center of anybody else's life, because I shouldn't be. I'm not a protagonist in somebody else's life, because everybody should be their protagonist in their own life. And so after I've gotten over that, I was able to see the world in a very different light. I was able to do things even more freely than before, because I was thinking, you know, I don't give a shit about what everybody else does. And so in retrospect, nobody gives a shit about what I do. And so I did not care about what anybody was saying, even what my family and closest friends were saying, like, this is crazy, don't do this, blah blah, you just got this apartment and it's a good one and it's in the most expensive city and you have such a good job and whatnot. But they did not understand what was going on the inside, because that is just me. And nobody has to understand what's going on inside of you as long as you do. As long as you follow the intuitive nudge that your intuition gives you. As long as you follow those voices from inside and just let divine guidance put you on the right track. As long as you do those things, you're gonna be all right. And nobody has to understand it. It doesn't have to make sense for anybody. Maybe it doesn't even have to make sense for you. But the point is, you should trust more than you think. As we know that overthinking is not necessarily our best friend, especially not when we are experiencing times of uncertainty. And so when we are in the unknown, I delve in it and I really enjoy being in the unknown. Like, sure, in the beginning, the comfort zone and the ego are like, no, this is nothing positive, and imagine this and that. Worst case scenario is going to take place. I'm like, okay, bring it on. What is that bad thing that can happen? And so I think about all of those bad things that can happen. And after I kind of, you know, taking a look into the worst case scenario, it doesn't seem that bad. So that is why I can trust the process and I can trust the unknown. I can trust that the thing that I need is going to come my way at the time when I'm going to need it the most, and at the time when it is supposed to reach me. If I would have overthought moving to Greece for the second time, or moving to Munich when I did and getting my first apartment by myself, I probably wouldn't have done all of those things, because they were not the most responsible choice to do. responsible in the view of society and, like, you know, societal norms. But because I did it, I stayed true to myself. I have improved my mental health. It is absolutely different than it used to be. Let's say it was quite precisely a year ago from today when I moved to Greece. It was, girl, like, I was damaged, I was sad, I was unsure about myself. I did not know what I truly wanted because I had, like, an identity crisis and all of that, and I did not trust in my own abilities anymore. And as of right now, that's the total opposite. Oh, basically the total opposite of what I used to be a year ago. And that is only thanks to the, let's say, to my courage to step into the darkness and to jump into that cold water, because I was thankfully never afraid of starting over, of starting new, of delving right into it. And therefore, I encourage you to take that step, to take that leap of faith, to try, because you never know what's going to await for you on the other side of fear. And if you are able to see past it or to see right through it, you're going to get in a pretty amazing space on the other side of fear. As I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I'm going on a holiday for a week. We are going to Tenerife, and the next episode that is going to come out after this one is going to be right after my vacay. So you're going to hear all of the tea and all of the lessons that I learned there in a week and how my vacay went. I'm very excited for it. I am going to go straight to bed now because it is quite late, and having to wake up at 3 is really not the vibe. But, you know, do you know that type of nostalgic feeling that you get when your parents were waking you up, like, in the middle of the night and being like, oh, we have to go to the airport? That is basically the fucking vibe, because our flight is at 6 a.m. So that's why we have to wake up so early. I'm very excited, guys. I cannot stop talking about it, but I'm gonna leave it here for now. You're going to hear a lot more next week. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you love the pod at least half as much as I do, then please leave it 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Share it on Instagram, watch my TikTok videos and also the Instagram Reels. I have changed my Instagram and TikTok handle from You Get It Just Podcast and my private. I have just fused them into one, and my new handle is Mindset by Diana, because I feel like it's a really catchy name, and I really love that the keyword mindset is in there, and it's like an easy handle to write and to pronounce. So work, that is what I'm going to work with now. And so, yeah, I'm sure that by the end of this episode, you got the gist. Bye.